I sit across her barefoot, wide-eyed, bare soul, trying not to soil her soul. But truth is a seed that must be planted deep within. Its roots must be firmly placed in the fields of her heart. It must bear fruit of thought. It must come seasoned with grace and care, with pruning lest the fruit rots. She is a tree on some days, holding her family and friends up. On most days, she is a flower in God's garden, waiting for the right time to be picked. Rest assured, we go through the motions a lot. Whatever way we go with our lot, however way we roll the die, we are young and not ready to die. So we live with ourselves and our mistakes on the shelves, looking through the crystal ball and the history books and mirrors that hold our lives, trying to find the answers to who we are. This is a therapy session. We do this often, her and I, especially when we are in the same city. We ask each other how we are, how life is treating us, whether life has dealt us better hands. We find ourselves single, but obviously not alone. Happiness is a choice, not a person or a feeling, not a place or an experience. It's the decision we make as we rumble through time, space, and matter. And all that matters is not whether we took a wrong turn down the right alley. It's whether we left the hurt in the alley for the right highways. We can only trust the process. And so when we meet to have these sessions, I make sure not to cover my feet. I remove my sandals, passcodes, and lies, for this is holy ground. Only truth must reign here. And often it rains. It rains tears, insults, apologies, reminders of mistakes, second and third chances. It rains smiles, hand-holding, arms folding, eyes rolling. Sometimes it rains tumbuka, tongues, and other native tongues. Most times it rains selfies. Sometimes it rains sunshines and lullabies, thank yous and goodbyes. But at all times, love reigns. We take turns listening to each other and sharing our lips. Therapy is good for the soul. Sometimes she hides her smile, sometimes I hide my phone. Sometimes she lies about who she is with, sometimes I pretend not to want to take her home. But each time we meet, we take time to flip the pages of our lives so as to fix the parts of us that are left. You see, broken hearts are more physical than mental problems. We give emotional responses to the things that we have grasped intellectually. We burn the bricks of our bodies in the muddy kilns of hope and despair, but we are no longer sad or wallowing in sorrow. We are happy. And though these therapy sessions help, only God can truly take care of our souls.